Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Real But Chill with your host, T.L. Childs. I was going to go with Real But Chill or The Harsh Truth with T.C. I'm still trying to figure that out. The whole point of this episode was really just to get to talking about people and our souls and not... Well, whether you believe in God or believe in having a soul is beside the point. I'm just talking about our souls in general, our consciousness in general, our consciousness in general. And what am I talking about here? Yesterday, and this has happened more than just yesterday, I was on the phone with a female friend that shall remain nameless because, you know, I won't judge and I don't judge people. But I was on the phone with a female friend yesterday, and she was texting me about what she was doing, and she said to me, oh, I'm on my phone. I'm on the phone talking to my boyfriend, but X person is coming over to have sex with me. And my mind just exploded. And now I know today's world, that's nothing. But in the way I grew up and how I grew up is just amazing to me. So how does this connect with a soul? Prime example, with the example I just gave. She said she's on the phone with her boyfriend, but X person is coming over to have sex with her. And she did not stutter with those statements. And this is what bothers me, and this is why I'm saying what happened to our souls. This is not just her. This is not just women. This is not just some women. This is a lot of women, and a lot of men are like this. How do you make a statement like that and not flinch? I mean, not flinch at all. It really boggles my mind. It bothers me, and in the worst way. I mean, I can barely go out and look at another girl for a long period of time before I start to feel guilty. Because I have a girlfriend. I have somebody that's extremely important to me, but that's beside the point. But for her, female friend that I will not judge and I never judge because this is the way people live their lives, she's not alone. But how have we become so numb to these things now? How could you date? Why agree to date anyone if you know you're going to sleep around on the side? And how can you sleep around on the side as if nothing's wrong? And the worst part about this whole thing is I know this girl very well. I've known her for a long time. You know what the worst part is? She will have the nerve to get mad at him for going out, for spending time with his boys too long, for not texting her back. But she has no problem with what she's doing. What has happened to us? This is not the only instance. Men do this too. We do this. I don't do it. I feel guilty. If I'm going to talk to a girl, if I'm going to call a girl my significant other, I am not going to easily in one sentence, in one text, in one statement go, hey, you know, I'm on the phone with her, but I can't wait till Sally comes over and we get it in. That will never happen with me. And maybe I stand alone in this type of thing because I know several people. One of my closest male friends said to me, I can't believe they want us to be, when it comes to being in a relationship and being with one woman, monogamous. I can understand what he's saying with monogamy and being a man. Our hormones rage extremely high, extremely far, extremely fast, all the time, all day, every day. And so his point was that it's not natural for us to just be with one girl. Well, I can counterpoint that and say, if you're with one girl that can do whatever you ask her to do and give no complaints, I don't see the problem there. You don't need four or five girls or two or three girls if you have one to do everything it wants you to do. Now, if she's giving you a hard time, then you have to sit down and have a mature conversation about these things. But for my point on this topic and this subject on this show, I'm just trying to figure out how come people don't flinch at these things anymore. I'm not even talking about society in the sense that, or these shootings at these churches and at these malls and these public places. People don't flinch at that anymore, but that's beside the point. I'm talking about relationship-wise. How did you be on the phone with one waiting for another one to come over? It really is mind-boggling to me. And you got to remember, this is how I grew up. I grew up in a Christian household with Christian beliefs and a Christian thought process. So therefore, I think differently than most other people. And I think that you should just be with one person. And so if you hear me and say, well, no, it's just not that way, fine with you sleeping around with whoever, whomever, however, whenever you feel like it. I don't care about that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our souls here, our convictions, the conscience in you that goes, man, I don't know about being on the phone with my significant other and someone coming over. I can't even make that statement. Like, to have that thought while you're on the phone with that person is ridiculous to me. It's because I have lost touch with people, and this is just how people are. I found out that people sleep around with each other as if it was nothing. And I know that. This I understand. And what goes, and my point again, if you're going to live that lifestyle, then so be it. But don't commit to somebody and then say, oh, I'm just going to sleep around with somebody else. You know how unbelievably selfish that is when it comes to dating? Now, granted, he might be doing the same thing to her. Who knows, right? But there's a slight chance that he's being faithful and he has no other woman. And she is all that he has, and she sleeps around. And it's, you know, and the roles can be reversed just like any other situation. So there's plenty of women that are faithful to men that sleep around. But I just want to know what happened to our souls. What happened to our souls? Why have we become so numb to just frivolously sleeping around with each other while dating another person? I'm not even talking about all the diseases and the things that can happen from having multiple partners at the same time. I'm not even speaking on that. I'm speaking on, where's your conviction at? What stops when you make a statement like that? You don't cringe to yourself a little bit? I know when I'm on the phone with my girl, and, you know, I might see another girl walking past me. Ain't nothing wrong with looking, but to have a thought to damn, you know, maybe I get off the phone with my girl to talk to her to see what's going on, would never happen. With my conscience goes, nah, man, stop that. What are you doing? That's so wrong. That's so selfish of you. What are you doing? I think people have lost that X button, you know, that Family Feud buzzer. That makes, when you say something wrong, it goes, I think we have, our souls have been, that in our souls has been ripped out. So that's my whole point of this episode, this whole show. I think our X buttons, our don't do that, has been ripped out of our lives. It is because we are just so numb and sleeping around, and that's what everybody does. Or it's just upbringing. You know, there's plenty of, I'm not the only person in the world that still has a conviction and still feels a certain way about a certain thing. But most people nowadays, hey, you know, as soon as you go be on the phone with your girl and another girl comes around and calls, you make up a lie. See, if I start to make up a lie, guess what happens to me? My body, if something tells me this is wrong, I'm getting all types of red flags in my head, like, this is wrong, this is selfish, this is, but we have lost that. As a society, and I don't know what happened. I mean, I didn't even talk about how some men and women, it goes both ways, would be staying, living with someone, and as soon as they leave out the house, someone else comes in while so-and-so is at work working extremely hard to keep that house going. What has happened? I mean, yes, this has been happening since day one of our society and our world, but it's nowadays it seems like the norm. It seems like you're the dummy if you aren't the one doing it. So I'm just confused by it all. It's been real with Trill, with your host T.L. Childs, The Harsh Truth with T.L. Childs, with T.C. I'm figure it out. I'll do some more episodes. But let's keep our souls intact, everybody. Let's still have convictions when it comes to things that you know you shouldn't be doing. The voice in your head or something's telling you, what am I doing here? Maybe you should listen to it and stop just going with your flesh, because it's just a path to the wrong way and the wrong thing.